This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fourth week of Deep Summer. The third week of the Finches and the Thistledown Moon and the fourth week of the Sun in Cancer. There is night and day, brother, both sweet things, writes George Borrow in a passage from his novel Lavengro. And he goes on, there's sun and moon and stars, brother, all sweet things. Life is very sweet, brother. Who would wish to die? Now, in my notes for this week of the year, I find myself in the middle of butterflies. Days of color and nectar drifting and soaring. These days I can see are the sweetest. I remember one year, four yellow and black tiger swallowtails all together on a deep purple butterfly bush. And then a zebra swallowtail butterfly, white and black, joined them. Then landing on my sleeve, a red admiral butterfly with black wings and red-orange bands on them and white polka dots. And the red admiral rested there, and its wings opened and closed like it was breathing, and I felt rich and honored. Cabbage-white butterflies were always playing in the flowers then. So many mornings, tiny golden full-winged skippers raced erratically back and forth near the back trees. Sometimes even monarchs graced the dahlias. It was the time when wild black raspberries were the sweetest, and when I counted dozens of orange and violet and mauve and red lilies open each morning. But especially it was a time of seeing butterflies every day. Days I sat for hours with my wife then as she rested after chemotherapy, and we basked in butterfly dances and sweet liberty. At dusk we listened to robins sing song vespers. After sundown, fireflies were still in the dark flying, even though the summer was on the wane. The field crickets chirped in the dark, and katydids rasped and sawed until midnight. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fifth week of Deep Summer. In the meantime, there's sun and moon and stars, brother, all sweet things. Just watch and listen.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.